views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and healing. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all the archives of the show at lucidplanetradio.com. We are also offering some amazing new sponsorship and advertising partnership opportunities as we are finalizing plans to expand the show to over 200 AM, FM, digital, and cable stations in 2016, which would put Lucid Planet Radio into 11 million additional homes in the U.S., as well as an extensive global syndication. Wow. So please email me, drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's drkellyneff@gmail.com. And discuss how we can create a mutually beneficial sponsorship plan to meet all of your conscious business needs. Let's do this. Before we get started today, I just want to say that today's show on the psychology of mystical experiences and divine love is dedicated to 8-year-old Dorian Murray. He has just been honored by the state of Rhode Island. For those of you who haven't heard his story, he is only 8 years old and he is battling terminal pediatric cancer. And his goal was to become famous. And he has become famous around the world as far as China and Japan and all the way across the U.S. With the hashtag DStrong. So Dorian, sending you lots of love on your journey. And today's show really kind of fits in beautifully because today we're talking about spiritual awakening and the journey to enlightenment and the psychological kind of framework for understanding mystical experiences. This is a fascinating topic to me because many of us have had mystical experiences that we cannot explain. And many of us consider ourselves to be spiritual people, but how do we make sense of this? Can we reconcile the realm of the spiritual and the divine in this very mundane world that we live in? You know, for me, I've spent so much of my life as a woman of science. I still very much am a woman of science, and yet I have had spiritual and mystical experiences that I cannot explain, and I know that I've seen miracles. I don't know what else to call them that defy any conventional explanation. And so for today's show, we're going to delve into a little bit about kind of, is there something that unites all religious teachings when we're talking about mystical experiences? I don't consider myself, essentially religious, and yet there are things that nearly all religions have in common beyond the dogma that can really teach us about love. And so today we're going to talk about that, as well as what an authentic spiritual awakening feels like. You know, how the mind and the spirit are kind of in this battle between suffering and freedom, how we can find a master or spiritual teacher who has walked the path before to guide us. Really, what a blessing to be able to sit here on the radio today and talk about all of these questions with none other than Dr. Andrew Vidich, PhD. He is our guest today. He is an author, an educator, an international speaker, and an editor. He's been an adjunct professor of religion in Manhattan College in Riverdale, New York, and Iona College in New Rochelle, New York, and he is a founding member of the Interfaith Council of New York. And his book called Love is a Secret is out now in a new edition, and it really describes the transcendent states experienced by inspirational leaders and saints of all the great spiritual traditions over the last 5,000 years. And Vidich illustrates how strikingly similar experiences occur to mystics in every spiritual tradition. And really, he draws in the book. It's beautiful. There's beautiful art and poetry in the book. I encourage you to read it. It draws from Taoism to Christianity to Sufism to Judaism. And it really articulates our deepest spiritual encounters. And I think on that note, let's welcome Andrew Vidich to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a real joy to be with everyone today.
Thank you so much for joining us. I guess the best place to start is, I mentioned a lot of comments in the introduction, our concepts, mystics, mystical experiences, spiritual awakening, enlightenment. We all have, I guess, different understandings of what these concepts are. And maybe I thought I would just start with, how do you define a mystic and a mystical experience? What is that?
So that's a great place to start, and the way I would define it is anyone who has had a direct experience of God, and it doesn't matter what religion you belong to, it doesn't matter if you are actively religious, it doesn't matter how old you are, what culture are you in, it doesn't matter your belief system, anyone who had a direct personal encounter with the divine, and call it by any name you like.
I love that because I'm more of a subscriber to this idea of like omniism. I don't even know if that's a real thing, but my boyfriend Jimmy Ohm always talks about it, this idea of omniism, that there's universal truths in all religion and there's also dogma and there's untruths, but there are kind of some universals. And you point out in your book so beautifully how these mystics of different religions share some commonalities. And I thought maybe could you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, the basic understanding that I propose for people to investigate is that when you look at the mystical experiences, as opposed to the dogma, as opposed to theoretical understandings, when you actually look at the mystics describing their own encounters with God, you see that they all talk the same language. It's almost like they're writing from the same book or reading from the same book. Mm-hmm. And those mystical experiences are all couched in the language of light and the language of love. So if you would say if there are universals to the mystical path which transcend the, I'd say, the smaller exoteric or outer aspects of religion. And those two essential elements are one of luminosity, light, inner music, it's been called various different names in different traditions. It's been called the Word. It's been called Nur Allah. Jyoti, Shruti, Nad, Udget, many, many different names in all traditions. And the second piece of it is this experience of love or unconditional love. And the two really are synonymous.
I love that. I love what you just said about inner music. I think that's something we all kind of can understand, even though we can't articulate it. And that's a kind of recurrent theme that I notice in the book, that there's this beautiful poetry and art from the mystics and the spiritual masters. I'm curious, you know, why do you think that they use art and beautiful language to convey their experiences of the divine?
Well, many masters have written in poetry. In fact, most articulated the higher truths in poetry simply because poetry is the language of the soul. It's the language of the spirit. And what a rational language can convey, poetry gets a little better at it. But nevertheless, even poetry can't convey the mystical dimensions of the experience because the experience itself doesn't have words that are available. Even to describe, for example, the colors that one sees on the inner spiritual planes, there are no earthly equivalents. Likewise, there's no earthly equivalents. There are only approximations to the heavenly music or the celestial sounds and light that people see on the inner planes. So they're all approximations, but nevertheless, they intrigue us and they entice us.
You know, what you just said reminded me of something, how a lot of the literature on psychedelic use, psilocybin, ayahuasca, DMT, talks about these colors that we can't articulate in our language, that they're colors and music and sounds. Is there an overlap? I know we only have like 2 minutes into the break. Is there an overlap between the mystical experience and the psychedelic experience, in your opinion?
A lot of people in the 60s with Timothy Leary and Ram Dass were exploring that connection. authentic spiritual experiences cannot be had through drugs, psychedelics, or anything like that. They actually reduce consciousness. However, sometimes in some cases, due to the background of the person who happens to be taking the drug, it sometimes opens a door temporarily. It doesn't open a door, but kind of allows them to look through a window to see that there are other dimensions. But we can't achieve anything spiritually through intoxicants of any kind because they actually take the power and consciousness away. Sometimes they do give us a little glimpse.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I remember Ram Dass, I think it was Ram Dass who said, you can take LSD and you can get a glimpse to the presence of the divine, but through meditation and through your own work on yourself, in spiritual practice, you become the divine.
Yes.
And I think that's a really profound distinction that needs to be made. You don't need substances to get you to that higher plane. But what we are going to talk about when we come back from the break is how do we get to that higher spiritual plane, and what does that spiritual awakening look and feel like? So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back from the break to talk more about spiritual awakening and the psychology of mystical experience. Stay tuned.
Gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Thank you.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Andrew Vidic, and we are talking about the psychology of mystical experiences and spiritual awakening and all that good stuff. But before we continue, I just want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, Andrew. Could you give us your info so that our listeners can find out more about your books, your teachings, your workshops, your retreats?
Sure. The best way to reach me is my email. I will spell it out for you.
Great.
It's avidickirpal@gmail.com. That's avidickirpal@gmail.com. I think that's really the best way to reach me, but you can always call me on my cell phone, 718-866-5159.
Awesome. That's great. So if you want to talk to Andrew about all of this stuff, he has a lot of wisdom, and we're really only scratching the surface today as far as how deep this goes. This is a great resource. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Absolutely. I guess moving on from where we left at the break, we've talked about mystics and, you know, what is a mystical experience is. What is spiritual awakening? What is this, a feeling? Is it a state of mind? How do you describe it?
Well, you know, all of the major traditions talk about a second birth. Jesus refers to being born again. Mm-hmm. When we look at all different traditions, we see this second birth, what we call the spiritual birth, is a birth into the beyond. And this is really where our spiritual awakening begins. So what does that mean? It means we actually, the soul or spirit or consciousness actually leaves the body and experiences this inner light and divine music of the spheres, which we've already spoken about. That's the beginning of the spiritual journey. And all the mystics, all the masters, all the great teachers and their disciples, at some point or another, have this kind of experience. So that's really where the spiritual awakening begins. Now, we have many, many experiences before that, mm-hmm. that are awakenings, epiphanies, aha experiences, deeper understandings of what our purpose here on Earth is. And those, they all are part of the spiritual search, but it's really that birth into the beyond, what is referred to as diksha or initiation, sometimes referred to as the second birth, the birth into the beyond. That's really where the inner spiritual journey begins.
And how does one know if they have experienced this? Is this something like you just know?
Well, what happens is that when you sit, the best example I can tell you is that what happens, you may have heard of near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences.
Yes, I've had a near-death experience. So,
okay,
yes.
So there you go. So this will be very easy for you to get. So in the near-death experiences, the first phases of that are that we kind of lose awareness of our physical reality, and then we experience another reality, and finally, in the third stage, we appear to be going through a dark tunnel, and then through the dark tunnel, we begin to experience this luminous inner presence, which manifests in a variety of different forms of light. And it is that contact with the light that that we're all talking about. So it is a definitive and very memorable, powerfully memorable experience that can never be forgotten. When you look at the testimonies of people who have had near-death experiences, these are things that are life-transforming, life-altering experiences. Now, you don't have to have a near-death experience to have that.
Sure.
People can have these radical awakenings. I call them radical epiphanies. Walking down the street, the whole universe just opens up into light. They can also create it through sustained meditative practice under the guidance of a competent spiritual teacher. And that is the safest, easiest, and a foolproof method of getting there. So it's available to anybody. This is a question of developing the skill to be able to concentrate and withdraw the spirit currents from the physical body and move into those realms of light. And anybody and everybody, as we know from near-death experiences, can have this experience, regardless of whether you believe in God, a higher power, or religious or not.
Oh, yeah. I love that you bring up that this is something we can all find. We have to seek it out. And there's a lot in your book, and I thought it was really great, talking about finding a teacher. And this idea that, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I just wanted to elaborate on that, because there's so many of us truly in this world, especially right now at this day and age, people are seeking, they're looking for help, they're looking for answers, they're looking to make sense of things. Do you have advice for people who are seeking a spiritual teacher or a spiritual master, to find someone who's genuine and really there to help versus, you know, the other side of it, which is we've heard about these spiritual quote unquote masters who take advantage of people or who are manipulators. How do you find the right spiritual teacher for you?
Well, okay. So let's just go back a few years, about 50 or 60 years. And you look in the early 60s, and idea of a spiritual teacher was relatively new in the West.
Yes.
Completely not so in the East. And so there was a lot more wisdom around the not only the need for a spiritual teacher, but also the criteria. And we've kind of learned in the West the hard way about what are those criteria. But there are very discernible criteria, and I'd like to mention two or three of them.
But sure.
Foremost is that the person needs to walk the talk. It's not anybody can give a good talk. Anybody can write a book. Anybody can attract large a following of people just by saying a few things or getting the right media coverage.
That's true that.
No guide whatsoever to whether they're real or not.
Yep.
What's a true guide is whether they actually, their character, their personality is without blemish. In other words, they need to walk the talk of compassion, love, and forgiveness. They need to be fully in control of their mind and their senses. They have to be embodiments of love, compassion, and forgiveness. And they have to demonstrate. So it is their personality and character that needs to attract us. Okay, so if they are that, they are radiating love and compassion to whoever comes to them. And that is the number one thing. So be very skeptical. Check it out. Number two, don't just assume, all right? It's very hard for us who are imperfect to even discern those who are more advanced than us, because we're looking through the imperfect, our own imperfect eyes. Yeah. But another criteria, which is even more important, and that is a competent spiritual teacher, and there are a few, but they're always out there, have the ability at the time of initiation to actually grant us a firsthand experience of this divine light. In other words, give us what we call in the parlance a near-death experience, only without having to run into a Mack truck.
Yeah. So
they give us that at the time of initiation, and we for ourselves see our ability to rise above body consciousness, and we experience ourselves as soul for the first time. We know for certain and sure that we are not physical body, we are not the mind, but we are conscious spirit. So that's the real criteria. Only a few can do that. Many can talk. Many can, you know, attract audiences. When we look deeply into their lives, you see that they are not necessarily at that level. So the other piece of it is that there are many who are fakes and frauds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they've made a business of spirituality, all right?
Yep.
A big business. And that's okay, we have respect for everybody. That doesn't mean we have to be their students.
No.
Okay, so we have respect for everybody. So a real authentic teacher doesn't charge. They don't need their money. They live off their own earnings, and this is a big one. So Jesus never charged at the door, neither did Muhammad, neither did Buddha. Teaching should be free to the public, and that's a big criteria. Now, I'm not putting down anyone else who may be, you know, charging. They may be giving out good information. And if you can benefit from that good information, that's fine. That's great. Use it. There are many, many, many teachers out there who have valuable things to offer. But when we're talking about a competent spiritual teacher, we want to distinguish between the two. So one might be in sixth grade, the other's a PhD. You can benefit from both depending upon what you're looking for, right? So it's all depending upon what you're looking for. So those three criteria are really very, very, very important. And let's keep in mind that the other piece of it I think is very important is that a true teacher is really egoless. They are not there anymore. It's a God power, the Christ power, the Guru power, whatever name you want to call it, is working through them. So these people are conduits. They are vehicles for a power. And what we say in our own tradition is the only real teacher or guru is God. And wherever that power is working through. So that sense of I-ness is not there in that kind of a teacher. So those are, I think, big helps. And the other last piece of it, I think, is, look, wherever you can get wisdom from, wherever you can feel benefit from, is good. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But you should take and be grateful for wisdom wherever you're getting and from whoever you're getting, but have a higher standard when it comes to making a full commitment to becoming a disciple of a teacher. That's what I would say.
Yeah, thank you so much. There's so many things I want to say. We have like 1 or 2 minutes to the break, so I'll keep it brief. But it is really interesting to see in the last kind of 50 so years how spirituality has become a big business and how people are getting sucked into paying a lot of money for what I've always felt was wisdom that should be free and that should be available to everyone. And so I feel that as long as you kind of follow along that path of like disinformation should be available to everyone, that's a really good way to start. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about this for people that are just starting their spiritual paths and really, you know, how do you manifest a teacher into your life? So I'm Dr. Kelly and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Andrew Vidic. And when we come back, more about spiritual awakening, finding a teacher and the journey to enlightenment. So see you in a few.
We've already said
are you having trouble getting a car loan, divorce, charge off, or repo? Bad things happen to good people. Introducing Central Auto Credit. You will be approved every time, guaranteed. Call 860-564-4014 for Central Auto Credit.
Ladies, did you know that most of you are wearing the wrong sized bra?
Are you out of your mind?
What?
What are you doing?
Reading copy.
We've talked about this.
I do what I'm told. Seriously, aren't you tired of straps falling, underwires jabbing, and that uncomfortable feeling all day long?
Stop it.
You know you are.
For goodness sake, give me that copy to read.
Okay.
Zoe and Company. Professional bra fitters specializes in bras that actually fit. A lingerie superstore in a boutique setting with a fabulous selection of everyday bras, fancy bras, sports bras, nursing bras, over 40 different brands in more than 200 sizes, ranging from AA to JJ. Their staff is the very best in the business. The selection is unsurpassed.
Wow, very nice. May I?
Why, thank you. You may.
Zoe and Company, professional bra fitters.
On High Street at Canal in Westerly, Rhode Island.
It's an uplifting experience.
Really? Really?
Java Madness in the Stone Cove Marina off Route 1 Wakefield, Rhode Island is still the place to enjoy your brew with a view overlooking the bay. Every Saturday at 11 and 2, also Sunday at 11, you can relax with your fine coffee, muffin, bagel, or breakfast sandwich listening to many popular local groups. You can check the Java Madness calendar on their website to see the entertainers each week. JavaMadness.com. 401-788-0088. You'll love this place.
Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, brings in 2016 with a bang. Get a free 50-inch TV for the big game when you buy a new vehicle, or Central Auto Group, CT.com will match your down payment up to $1,000. Your choice till January 31st. All new 2015s must go. A 2015 Ford F-150, $19,999. A 2015 Mazda 3, $13,999. A 2015 Hyundai Accent, $12,999, or a 2015 Volkswagen Jetta, $14,999. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop all at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Open 7 days a week. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Service department has free diagnostic and loaner cars with factory-trained technicians. Get a 50-inch TV or $1,000 down payment. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 28, I-395.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Avi's Ski and Sports Shop Westerly is still your cold weather headquarters, featuring North Face clothing for the whole family. Enjoy a great selection of new skis and skates in stock. Avi's offers seasonal and daily ski and snowboard rentals, along with bus trips to the slopes for your convenience. Winter is here, and Avi's is ready to help you, providing knowledge and service to every customer. See what Ted has for you at Avi's Ski and Sports Shop, 401-596-0375.
Sunny skies today. Today's high 34. Partly cloudy tonight. Tonight's low around 20. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 33. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Are you having trouble getting a car loan, divorce, charge-off, or repo? Bad things happen to good people. Introducing Central Auto Credit. You will be approved every time, guaranteed. Call 860-564-4014 for Central Auto Credit.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Andrew Vidic here talking about the psychology of mystical experiences. And before we went to the break, we were talking about what to look for in a spiritual teacher or master. And I wanted to continue on that topic because it's something that I am a seeker, and so many people I know are seekers. And I know, Andrew, you've had some really auspicious masters and teachers you've studied under, and I'm just so curious how you found them.
Well, I think it all starts with our own sincere desire. And if there is a sincere desire, then we will be guided eventually to the right place. And I think in my own journey, I had been seeking. I'm going to try to make this short, but I was seeking since I was about 13, 14 years old. And having read many spiritual books, I had come to the conclusion that you really do need a spiritual master guide. All the traditions talk about that.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of a no-brainer as a starter. So what can you do? All you can do is check out everybody who's out there. And to do a thorough research means actually you can start on the internet, but eventually you have to go see people. You actually have to be in their presence. Read the teaching, and take the time to find it. The bottom line is this, that pull to find a teacher is actually orchestrated by the teacher himself. So we have a saying, there's a saying in mysticism that love emanates from the heart of the master. So it's the love of the masters. These love of these spiritual guides and masters who are operating from a much higher level that are drawing us as we move closer and closer as our desire reaches greater and greater pitch. And we are eventually led one way or another, maybe a talk, maybe a book, maybe a friend, maybe an acquaintance, maybe a magazine, could be a radio show, to hear about somebody and then take the next step and go visit them and see them and be in their presence. And that's really how it all starts. Here's what I tell people. I say, listen, if someone told you Jesus was at Madison Square Garden, wouldn't you go and see? Curious enough, right? And they said, Buddha, you know, Buddha's giving a talk in San Francisco at the Coliseum. Hey, it's Buddha. Aren't you going to go? Okay. So nobody's going to use the name Buddha and Jesus anymore. But if someone says, okay, this master is coming here, he's giving a talk, you should go.
Yep.
That's the only way you're going to find out. For sure. You cannot tell through books, because books can say a lot of things in literature and things like that. And you certainly can't tell off the internet. Some people, and I say some, very few, but some, if they are very well developed spiritually, they will see their masters inside long before they meet them physically. So the God has the power to manifest inside anywhere to anyone at any time. And there are many hundreds of examples of this in many different traditions. That master who's destined to guide you, he can appear even right now if the cry of the soul is sincere and if the cry of the soul is real and deep.
So how does one I guess it's not, it's a paradoxical question, but how does one prepare themselves? I know that, you know, the book talks about this, and we've heard this many times before from the Hindu tradition, you know, the master appears when the disciple is ready. How does one ready themselves?
Well, the first thing is, as I said, for sincerity, we really have to want this. And that means it has to come from our deepest part of our heart. If we really want it, there's a law in the universe. And the law in the universe is very simply stated. You get what you really want. Not what you utter with your lips, not what you think about, but what you really want, what's in the deepest longings of your heart. So you have to cultivate that. And how can we cultivate it? Meditation, attending spiritual gatherings, changing our diet, our lifestyle, most importantly, trying to be a loving, compassionate human being. So all of those things are all preparation for the spiritual journey, and they are not lost or wasted. They are the essence of our own personal transformation. Not a moment is wasted if we are engaged in trying to make ourselves into better human beings.
So that's the start of the journey.
Yes.
And I guess the question is, where is the journey ultimately going? Is there like a goal of the spiritual journey?
Sure. Definitely the goal. The goal is, and the goal is the same in all traditions. Different traditions have called it different things. We have different names for it. We call it enlightenment. We call it Satori. We call it nirvana. We call it samadhi. We've called it liberation, salvation, and many, many. But what does that really mean? What it means is that the soul, which is of the same essence as its creator, merges back in the creator and attains what we call unity consciousness. So why is that the goal? Because ultimately, the soul, which is of the same essence, cannot stay in a physical body. All physical bodies must deteriorate. They're made of many compounds. No compounds last forever. And so the soul in these various bodies cannot stay here forever. It can. The only place where it can reside permanently is with its source, because it is of the same essence as the source. So we have to go back there. Some go on the first boat, the second boat, some the fourth boat, but everybody has to return. And it's just a question of whether we want it quick or not.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm not saying that there's an answer to this question, but something that I think about a lot is why. You know, we keep coming back. I believe in reincarnation, and I believe in exactly what you said about breaking the ego and breaking the suffering and coming back kind of into the place of oneness with the divine. Why are we separate to begin with? And that's a really philosophical question, I suppose, but I'm just curious about your opinion on that.
Well, the many different traditions have answered this question in a variety of ways, but it all boils down, I think the easiest way to explain it is that God in his absolute state was one, and therefore he was also unknown to himself. The experience of absolute love was unknown to himself because he is one. You cannot know anything except by comparison. Yep. So it says in various traditions that I was one and wished to be many, and therefore created souls. So what is the purpose of that creation of these separate souls who have all come from the source, which is God? And the purpose, according to many traditions, is that the soul should come to know the perfection of God's own love. And that can only be done by experiencing something other than God's perfection. And hence, we come into this world to experience the otherness, the non-God stuff.
Yes.
And in understanding that and experiencing separation from our source, which is perfect love, we come to realize who we really are and how profound this experience of love is really all about. So the whole journey is a journey to understand the profoundness of love in its essence and its totality.
That was one of the best explanations I've ever heard. Thank you. I say that because it is such a, there are so many people are suffering and upset and confused. And I love thinking about it, that like the suffering is here so that we can know the opposite of the suffering, which is total liberation and freedom. It's just getting to that point, dissolving the ego and kind of like overcoming like the rational, logical mind is a huge challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And of course, that's why it's, difficult. But here's the thing. There's also another quality that is developed in this period of separation. So as we are separate from this experience of love, the soul actually, as it moves further and further away from its source of love, it begins to feel more and more pain innately. And the pain, unfortunately, the only way humans know how to deal with that pain, if they're not connected spiritually, is by throwing themselves into the material pleasures, entanglements, yes, et cetera,
like medicating the pain.
Yes, medicating, instead of seeking the source from which where the answer lies. But here's the good news. The good news is that in doing that, we do suffer, but we also come to understand and experience compassion.
Yes.
And this experience of compassion cannot be had in any other way, because it's only through suffering that we can be fully compassionate human beings. If we don't suffer. So we suffer,
yeah,
we develop this other amazing quality, which is the ability to experience someone else's pain. And that is the attribute that the Sufis say makes love perfect.
And when we come back from the break, we are going to close the show by talking about divine love and these kind of 10 psychological states of love that we go through on this divine journey. And so we will be right back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and Andrew Vidic is going to take us through kind of understanding of divine love across many different religious and mystical traditions. So stay tuned, and we will be right back to wrap up the show.
For 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com.
Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Andrew Vidic, PhD, and we are talking about the psychology of the mystical experience and the journey to enlightenment. And wow, what an amazing show it's been. Thank you again, Andrew, for coming on. We are going to wrap the show by talking about divine love and how the book, the amazing book, Love is a Secret, really synthesizes so many religious and mystical traditions into this idea that the journey to enlightenment is really like this kind of quest almost, or experience of the many different phases of divine love. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I guess what I wanted to ask you is kind of, this divine love, as we're going through these different states of the journey, what does it feel like?
Well, first of all, let me just say that divine love is really an extension of what we already experience in terms of our ordinary experience of love. It's a feeling of profound attraction. It's a feeling of profound joy. It's a feeling of profound intimacy. All of the experiences that we know of on the physical plane that we relate to love are attributes of divine love. They're just not fully developed.
Sure. And so how do we know when how do we know that we found, or we've caught a glimpse of what that divine love is like?
Okay. So what all the mystics say is that all love, at whatever level, however tarnished or however imperfect, whether it's manifesting as lust or attachment or infatuation, the spark of that comes from divine love. So the source of all love, however tarnished and imperfect, is divine love. And what is divine love? Divine love is an experience of unconditional love, meaning love that does not have conditions attached to it. So that experience of divine love is what we experience, what the soul experiences when it goes inside and connects to this divine luminous presence inside we identify as the God inter-expression power. And the soul feels completely, totally, and wonderfully loved by its creator to such an extent that there is no experience in the world that even is remotely close or remotely as powerful as this. And in that total embrace of divine love, we see it talked about in the near-death experiences and people who've had radical out-of-body experience. We feel this total completion because the soul now is beginning to experience its own original nature. So our journey, the whole journey of all souls, is to return to that experience of unconditional love.
And do you believe that that's where we go when we die?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. But there are lots of steps in between. So, I mean, we're all in a journey. All souls, at whatever level, are all being prepared for this journey. And there are spiritual guides or masters working above us that we are not aware of that are guiding each soul to experience what is in its best spiritual interest, whether they know it or not.
Yes.
And when we reach a certain level of intensity, then we are guided. That's when the spiritual awakening begins. We begin to feel the need to connect spiritually. And we call that, the beginning stage is called the call. And you see this in all different traditions. All of a sudden, people who are fed up with their worldly life, they said, you know, enough of this. It just hasn't been worth a darn. We tend to get fed up with, you know, begin to see the transitory nature, begin to see the impermanency of the world, and the inside of the soul says, there's got to be more. This can't be everything. And in that moment, realization of the transitoriness of things, that's the spark of divine love that is ignited. And once it's ignited and then that search begins, then it starts to be pulled more and more and more.
And is this something that everybody can experience?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I would say that we're all experiencing love at some level. If we weren't, we'd be dead. We literally would die. And you look at children who are called, you know, what they call stillborns. Stillborns die, in many cases, because they're not loved. Human souls, if they do not receive love in this lifetime, they will turn into monsters, and they will self-destruct. So love is actually the beginning and the end of both the worlds, and it is this love itself which is maintaining this entire creation. Without love, this whole universe would go into smoke. So, but we are experiencing the lower spectrum of that love.
Yeah.
And as the soul begins to understand what love really is, that love is selfless giving towards others for the benefit of others, while at the same time, it is the total fulfillment of our own self. So as souls begin to experience that, they want, naturally, they understand this is the whole reason I'm on this planet. And anybody and everybody is on this journey. So you could be a complete atheist, but people know, even atheists know, that if they're having a bad time with their husband or their wife, right, they're not going to be happy. They're going to be in pain. When they resolve that, they're going to feel happy again. They're going to feel... So we say love beautifies everything. And the world of love is always beautiful. Our problem, and the problem, or I would say the ultimate existential question is where are you seeking love?
Yeah.
If you're seeking love in the physical plane, in the physical senses, in that other person, we're always going to be disappointed.
Yes. Yes.
We have to seek it where the source is, and that is our own divine nature, which is the nature of God. Once we turn our attention in that direction to the divine beloved, everything starts to improve. All of our relationships starts to improve. Every one of them becomes more loving. Every one of them becomes more compassionate, more forgiving, because we are now being fed love directly from the source. We're not trying to find it where it's not.
And so what, I guess we only have 2 minutes left. Do you have a closing thought on how people can turn towards this love, or just a closing thought in general for our listeners before we go for the day?
I think that love is innate in our souls, and all we have to do is seek more of it. It's already in us. It's about taking the time to go inside and through the guidance and grace of a competent teacher to awaken that inner light, which is also love within us. And I think from then on, we'll be guided by that inner truth, that inner light, that inner love, to seek more and more of it. If we want it, we can have it. Everybody, every single human being on this planet, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done in the past, no matter how horrendous a past they may have been, it is our birthright to experience this experience of unconditional love. If we seek it with grace and humility, we can not only transform ourselves, but we can transform the world.
Oh, I love that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Andrew Vidic, for coming on the show today. Mm-hmm. It is our birthright to experience unconditional love. And by opening ourselves up to that with grace and humility, we can transform not only ourselves, but the planet. That is so on point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has been a really great show. I feel very uplifted and positive, and also like a spiritual fetus, but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Thank you to our guest today and Dr. Andrew Vidic, and really inspiring show. And Thank you to everybody who tunes in every week to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. You can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific here on WBLQ 1230 AM, broadcasting from Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, KKNW 1150 Seattle, and also, of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at thelucidplanet.com, and also please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and you can listen to all the archives of past shows on SoundCloud at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And next week, I have a treat. Please join me when I interview Australian cultural anthropologist Graham St. John. He specializes in research on entheogens, dance music, culture, neo-tribes, and art. And you don't want to miss this show on his brand new school, Mystery School, his brand new book, Mystery School in Hyperspace. So stay tuned and see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.